This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. As we celebrate the 40th anniversary of the fellowship this year, we're sharing stories of precious souls to whom we have provided loving, life-saving help.
In 1941, when Germany invaded Ukraine, young Rachel Zvortsman's father took his family to Kazakhstan, away from the war, and then left to join the fight at the front. News of his death arrived a year later. "I grew up in a large Jewish family," Rachel said. "My mother, my older sisters, and my aunts spoke Yiddish. Our family always adhered to Jewish traditions and holidays, and I thought I was very happy because I had such a good Jewish family. But everything changed when they returned to Ukraine. Many Ukrainian nationalists and anti-Semites hated Jews. Nearly 3,000 Jews in their town had been murdered in September 1941. With only a few Jewish families left, Rachel was the only Jewish child at a school of 600 students. She was mocked by teachers and physically and emotionally bullied by classmates. After graduation, she worked for the post office. She and her husband had no children. Rachel now lives alone in Be'er Sheva, Israel, unable to walk. During rocket attacks from Gaza, she cannot run to the shelter. A fellowship volunteer cares for her, checks on her by phone, and calls on holidays. "Without the fellowship, life would be difficult for me," Rachel said. May God give health and long life to those who help the fellowship.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca.